This is sex. Everyone gets what they want. This is sexploration.
Explore. Play.
This is Sexploration with Monica.
Sex is proof that God loves us and wants us to have fun.
Sexploration with Monica at sexplorationwithmonica.com. So now we're upstairs at the elbow room, and the benefit, the burlesque benefit, is about to start. And I'm sitting next to the one and only Bombshell Betty. Welcome back to Sexploration with Monica.
Glad to talk to you again. Glad you could make it out tonight.
So you're having a benefit event with a star-studded stage, including yourself, 14 different acts.
Yes, indeed.
And it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, it's a benefit for the Everyday Bombshell Scholarship Fund, which allows people to get scholarships so they can take my burlesque classes and pinup workshops and get up on stage and take photos of themselves and feel better about their bodies, no matter who they are, how old they are, what shape they're in, and have more fun and feel sexy.
So you teach classes for everyday people, like helping them learn to how to feel sexy and take off their clothes in a non-awkward way. Because, I mean, I know that I sometimes am like, look, baby, I'm stripping. And then I'm like, oh, this is actually harder than it looks to get these off.
Yes, yes. There are definitely skills involved, and I train people how to do that. And I train people how to get over that awkward feeling. Because
right.
A lot of it is just pushing through that feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have people of all sizes, all shapes, all ages. You were even going to have the stripping grandma on tonight.
Yes, the stripping granny unfortunately couldn't make it out tonight. She has a broken foot and just couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But she's going to do my show. I think she's scheduled for next month.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's hilarious, and she really shakes it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
she's been doing private lessons with me,
and
she's adorable.
And, you know,
I love her.
I don't want to stop having sex when I'm 70 or 80 or 90. I want to be shaking
exactly.
My groove thing forever.
Why the hell would you stop?
Exactly.
Life is short.
Totally.
You know, don't stop early.
So how do people, I mean, I know that we all have our insecurities, and we all think, oh, gray, saggy, da-da-da-da-da, not perfect. Like, how do you bridge that gap and really start to feel sexy as what you are now? Like, you don't have to change anything.
You don't have to change anything. There are a few different things involved. One is I create this happy bubble, safe environment where everyone's pushing through those same fears and everyone's supporting each other, because outside of the bubble, you get people feeling competitive and maybe people cut you down, right? So when you're in this happy bubble, everyone's supporting you, so you have that behind you.
You know, everyone does have their own insecurity. Even Cindy Crawford doesn't like her elbows.
Yeah, yeah,
you
it's
know?
True. It's true.
And it's so funny because, like, you think, oh, this person is perfect. I remember I had a roommate in college and she literally weighed 100 pounds. And she was so freaked out she could barely eat.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I noticed when I first started performing. I would be sharing a stage and sharing a dressing room with these women who were, you'd look at them and you'd think, flawless.
You are perfect.
Just flawless.
What are you complaining about?
And they were
so insecure.
And
it's so sad.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, if you can't be secure, then what am I going to do?
Exactly, exactly. But it's not about what people look like, because people who look, quote, perfect are just as insecure as everybody else. And people who push through that and go, I don't need to feel that way, and get up on stage or do the work to feel better, it doesn't matter what they look like. And people, it's not even just them feeling better about themselves. When they show the confidence, people react to them differently in the world as well.
Oh, totally. Like when stripping grandma shakes her shimmy thing, you're not like, oh, that's really jiggling. You're like, that's so awesome. Yes, grandma, go.
Exactly,
and like
exactly.
A lot of butte, she has so much power, and it really is awesome and beautiful, and you're just mesmerized.
Yeah, yeah. It has nothing to do with body shape, but we're
totally.
Sort of brainwashed to think that you have to be this one perfect ideal when it's really totally irrelevant to the people around you. Completely.
And, like, the way that we get this monoculture idea where people have to look like sticks and nothing has to jiggle, it's just not very interesting. And it's not really very celebratory of the depth and breadth of what you can shake. And also, it doesn't shake very much. Not that there's anything wrong with not shaking. I mean, if you don't shake, that's fine. But, I mean, then you have to figure out something else to do.
Right. Well, I mean, the main problem is it's one ideal that only 0.05% of the population has any possibility of actually achieving.
Right.
You know, so what, everyone else is just going to be screwed?
No, we're all sexy.
Exactly.
You know, so. It's just about finding that. So what are some of the first steps that you have people take when you're doing your classes?
I first just teach some basic movements. A lot of the people who come to my classes have never done any like sensual dance movement at all. Some never have done any dance classes at all. So we go over some basic.
But it's a lot of hip movements.
Yeah, hips, shoulders,
shimmying, right now.
Lots of getting stuff jiggling and shaking, and part of it is getting people feeling okay with the fact that stuff is actually jiggling.
Yes, totally.
It's supposed to jiggle.
Yes,
and it has no other choice when you do those movements, and people actually like it when it jiggles. So part of it is getting people over just realizing you're made of flesh and it's okay if that flesh moves.
And
right.
People like the flesh moving. I mean, that's kind of what we're here for. We're here for real people really expressing themselves.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly. And I take people through the basics of how to take their clothes off in a way that they won't trip on them or have those awkward moments. Right? And the sequence to do it. To get people up on stage, I also take people through persona development and how to engage your audience and stage presence and costuming and how to create a story arc and all of that. So that they can get on stage. But if people just want to do it in their bedroom,
you need less than that, even.
Yeah, just the movements,
nice,
the striptease, and really just have fun with it and realize that it's okay if it feels silly. Mm-hmm. It really is okay if it feels silly.
Because sex is silly.
Yeah.
Sexiness is silly.
And there's no problem if you're laughing while you're doing a striptease. I mean, that's hot. Mm.
Totally. And whatever's real, I think, is important.
Exactly.
You know, authenticity.
Exactly.
Presence in the moment, connection with your partner, connection with the audience.
Yeah, and when people are on stage or in the bedroom, the more fun you're having, the more fun people are going to have watching you.
Well, Bombshell Betty, I'm going to have so much fun watching this show. Thank you so much.
Glad to talk to you.
It's going
to
be a fun show. So it's bombshellbetty.org, is that
dot
right?
.net.
.net! .net. Remember this, bombshellbetty.net. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Holla! Okay. I am sitting next to a Viking princess. We're here at the burlesque benefit. And she is actually one of the beneficiaries of the burlesque show from Bombshell Betty. Now, this is a benefit for people who've experienced sexual abuse or people who've been in domestic violence relationships or people who have eating disorders or people who have a particular financial need. So anyone who really needs these classes, who really, has some kind of healing and transformation to do in their life, and then they get to, learn how to really get up there and shake it. And you said that this was so transformative for you and so healing.
Oh, absolutely. I've been with Bombshell Betty for the past year, and my life has changed forever.
Really? And she's like a normal person. She has a real job.
I do have a real job as a finance analyst person.
She's an analyst, and you should see her outfit right now. I'm going to analyze it for you. Okay, so she's wearing a furry and sparkly tiger stripe bra, lots of fringe, lots of sparkles, fishnet stockings, sparkly underpants, lots of glitter, and so much shine and sparkle. It is gorgeous, honey. I can't wait to see your act.
Thank you. Well, once you join with Bombshell Betty, your life will never be without glitter.
Everyone's very
There's
sparkly.
Glitter on everything forever.
Right.
Forever. You're forever glitterized.
And your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever the case may be.
Both. Husband.
Yay! And this has really transformed your life. You've really experienced such healing because of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as a scholarship recipient, I actually applied... I think you mentioned several different reasons of why people qualify for a scholarship, and I think I met half of the qualifications.
Oh, I know. It's a big, hard world out there.
It is. But in life, you do find healing, and you seek out sources, and things come to you in terms of this is right for me. And I've always been a dancer most of my life, but people on the radio can't see me, but I'm a very large, voluptuous woman. I've been a large, voluptuous person all of my life. I'm a survivor of child molestation, and we all have our own issues. Mine would be food addiction, and through my own healing, and I'd say this is part of my process of healing is, you know, I've learned to just fully love my body and every portion of it, every nook and cranny.
As it is in this moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And to not torture my body with food.
Yeah.
Because food addiction is very much like alcoholism, that it's except you have to eat to live.
Right.
You don't need alcohol necessarily, but it's accessible. And so for me, I've learned to really value and honor my body as a, you know, it's cliche, but as a temple, really, and not punish myself with food and really take care of myself and love myself. And through that love of myself, make good choices.
Right. And really occupy your body rather than being stuck in some negative feelings,
absolutely.
I bet. Because that's what people use food for, is to kind of medicate and feel better. And so you like,
food,
you know,
drugs, alcohol,
exactly.
Sex addiction too, sometimes,
right.
although...
Sometimes
I don't know, you know.
Well, okay, actually, we did a whole show on sex addiction. You should look that up. It's actually, you know, it's really interesting. And sometimes people make negative choices, but is it really an addiction?
Yeah. Ooh, I will look that up.
No, it's really interesting. It's with a Dr. David Lay. He's fascinating. Yes.
Oh, I would love, I will definitely look
that up. Okay, great. So, about healing and transformation, like, it's amazing that you can find so much presence in the moment, presence in your body, you know, occupying your body.
Very much so.
In a burlesque class. I know, it's so, you know, and like, you're like, actually, I learned how to do my eyelashes and how to not torture myself. It's
That's
so
right.
good.
It is. Indeed. And it's freeing. I mean, I think that as much as we dance for other people, I'm dance for myself. It's a type of worship of myself up on stage.
Totally.
And really sharing that with others is also freeing, you know, sharing my imperfections, because none of us are perfect and none of us have perfect bodies. And if even if we think we have a perfect body, then our inside needs work. You know, that something is always in progress of needing work and healing. So this whole experience, I've been with her for a year now, and I feel like I can't go back. I'll never go back to my old life where I didn't have glitter on everything, where I didn't have to put all of my feathery parts away from my cats.
Where
I didn't see my husband at least, you know, a few late nights a month.
And does your husband love this? Does he love watching you?
He does. He does. I think he's seen enough titties at this point, though.
He's like, all right, he's like, seen that. And actually, I've seen more than that.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's seen it all. And so he's at home tonight.
Right.
And I think through this experience, one of the most healing things that I really attribute to Betty is the friends that I've made, the bonds that I've made. And I really, all of these women and the men too, there's a few men, but or the band that's not here tonight, they're just amazing people, amazing, big-hearted people. The women backstage, you know, we take care of each other. There's not any cattiness or, you know, backstab, no jealousy. And I really do attribute that to Betty. You know, I call it like her bubble of awesomeness, because
she actually talked about that on the show,
she
tries to create a safe bubble.
She really does. And it's because she sets the precedence, and she's an amazing person. And I really believe in what she's doing. And I mean, not just because it's helped me, but also in helping other people. And I can't tell you how many dancers I've met that it's like they light up. We all kind of just go through this transformation of, regardless of scholarship or not, you know, once you get on stage, and it opens up your whole life in lots of other ways, because you build confidence and acceptance of yourself and love. And also, dancing is fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's
totally.
Just so much fun.
I wonder what it feels like, because in some senses, taking off your clothes is an act of being vulnerable and really letting someone see you for what you are.
Absolutely.
And then in another way, you're getting all this love and appreciation and woo, take it off! And like, yeah, oh my God, you're so sexy and gorgeous. I just wonder what that feels like the first time that you take off your whatever it is and shake it around.
Well, I think you're going to have to try.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
I think
that seems like a good
idea. Happen for you. You would be fine.
And I was so shy and awkward, too. I don't know what it's going to be like.
It's the best formula. Because you can be whoever you want to be on stage. I mean,
a good... Yeah, there was a bird on stage.
I know. She's awesome.
She's so funny.
So awesome.
Well, she was like plucking things out of her something. I don't know where that stuff was coming from, but she reached back there and suddenly there was an egg. And woo! Where did that come from?
Bell phenomenon.
Yeah, totally.
She's awesome. The first time you get on stage, you shed all of your... It's like you shed a part of yourself. Like for me, it was almost the experience of leaving my old self behind. And that's where the healing can come in too. But at the same time, I also kid. I do kid around with friends and say, like, oh, it's funny, you know, we dance for drunk people. But it's amazing.
It's no, not all. Fun. Yeah, and I'm not drunk.
I know, you're not. That's
and
right.
I'm still back there.
You're awesome.
Yeah!
I'm not drunk either.
Yeah. See? Well, I'm sure it would be harder to do this drunk. But so what does it feel like on stage when you're up there for the first time? Maybe you guys don't do it for the first time in front of a real audience. You do it in front of each other.
Yes, for each other first. But on stage is definitely
a big deal.
A big deal. Big deal. For me, it was almost a... I feel like... So one of my fellow dancers that I took the intro class with, she said to me, she's like, you switch on. She's like, you step on stage and you switch on. And something happens in me and my internal process that I really do. It's almost like... I become a different person. I become Valhalla, and I become powerful, and I take up space, and I'm in your face.
Yeah, take up space.
You know? Yeah.
Right. We're not trying to disappear.
You're
going to
love all of my bumps and lumps.
That's
and like,
right.
It's,
well,
you know,
and you, they
yeah,
do.
Exactly.
We do. Shake them around. Woo, right. It's amazing.
But it's freeing. It's freeing. Yeah. It's liberating. And you just want to do it again. You know, it's
yeah.
addicting.
Right.
Well, burlesque addiction.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we should have a show about that. We can have an intervention. Well, that's the thing. I think that's we really do need those positive brain chemicals. And when your life is low on pleasure, you seek other things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when those things aren't positive and you can't figure out a way to do them in a positive way, mm-hmm. then it starts to have negative effects. But... I mean, that's what's so important about finding healthy ways of self-expression and healthy ways of finding pleasure. And that's actually what Sex Exploration with Monica is all about, healthy ways of finding pleasure. I mean, if you want to get your freak on, you can do it in a million different harm reduction ways, you know, like put a condom on that or whatever, you know. Blow a condom up, make it into a balloon, rub it on your head, woo, whatever. So important. But yeah, is there anything else about your experience with dancing or... finding your inner burlesque dancer. I should see your eyelashes right now. They're very... and her big eyes, yes. Like a doll.
Well, I think besides all the fun and the dancing, there's the costumes and the costume addiction that goes along with the burlesque addiction and dancing
yeah.
and music. I mean, I haven't touched on that. I think that's the most important thing is really... I've been dancing behind closed doors my entire life for... You know, I used to dance for my stuffed animals. I'd line them all up, and I'd put on the performance for them.
Right.
I used to perform for the people that lived in my vents in my room. And so now I actually have a live audience to dance to. So
like real people.
It's
wow.
amazing. Real people. There's so many layers, but really for me, I think it's opened
Take
up.
Them off.
I know, right? Expose them all.
Yeah, totally.
Well, in a way, it has. It's affected my sex life in a positive manner. I'm married, but now I've felt safer. I mean, I'm in a good relationship, solid relationship, but I've also come to a place where, because of my confidence and in a way, I do contribute it to burlesque that. I'm exploring kind of other options in terms of that I am a bisexual, so but I'm married to a man, and so that makes it, you know, live in both worlds.
Well,
I don't know.
And you know, like, but what does monogamy kind of, mean? Let's have a
exactly.
new monogamish.
Yeah, exactly.
And some agreement.
Well, and I've met other, I mean, there's a lot of other friends that I've made recently, like through dancing, that live a polygamous lifestyle or different alternate lifestyles. And so for me, it's...
polyamory, whatever.
Yeah,
open
exactly.
Yeah,
it's really opened
ways
it
to
up.
Do it.
And I do attribute that like if I hadn't jumped into and taken the risk of this experience, then I wouldn't feel bold enough to kind of explore other options in my life in general. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
well, and meeting people and being in a sexually open environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
a whole big transformation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would love for people to find you in the future. Are you? You're going to be at more Burlesque Betty events.
Oh, absolutely.
Bombshell Betty. Sorry, Bombshell Betty.
I'm on Facebook as Valhalla Boom.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're here at Bombshell Betty's benefit, and I'm here with the MC. It's Odessa Lil. Thank you so much for coming on Sexploration with Monica.
Thanks for coming to our show. This
is
amazing.
Oh my God, it's my pleasure. All these gorgeous women shaking it, and it's all about empowerment.
Absolutely. And I said this earlier on stage, but there really is no power you can have that's higher than being on a stage and controlling an audience. And it's really wonderful for a woman to gain that in her life, especially after, you know, you've been ignored, people treat you like you don't have anything important to say, and you know what? You've got a lot to offer society, and especially in the realm of entertainment. If you can make people laugh, you can entertain them for a minute in their miserable lives. I mean, that to me is empowerment.
We're talking about this a little bit earlier with our last guest, one of the beneficiaries of the concert, of the benefit. And she actually really felt like it's about vulnerability, you know, taking off the layers and really revealing yourself and being loved for that. You know, the audience is like, woo, yeah, I love everything, you're shaking around, you know what I mean? And how empowering and transformative that is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny because I guess I've been doing this so long. I've been in this scene since 2004. You know, I've kind of forgotten about the vulnerability part. To me, it's absolute sheer agency. And taking your clothes off on a stage is an absolute act of protest. It's an act of performance art. And it's a real statement as far as trying to get this country to look at ourselves and to remind each other that sex is not dirty, but it's actually something that can be quite witty and intelligent.
Well, and you have real people, like real people, not just people that are commercially attractive or augmented in some way, but like real people, like that have real lives and real jobs and all kinds of things. You know, our last guest was a financial analyst. You know what I mean? Everyone has access to this kind of sexy. Do you know, usually we're like, oh, only people that look like that are sexy, and we don't get to claim it for ourselves. And so, you know, what happens when we get older? What happens when we don't meet the ideal? Well, actually, you're sexy too, and that's what Bombshell Betty is teaching.
Absolutely. And you know what happens when you get older? You get self-confidence, and you actually know who you are. So if you ask me, that's the time to take your clothes off, because you're ready for it. Psychically, you're ready for it. I couldn't agree with you more. We have all kinds of bodies here, and really, that's what people want to see. You know, men, women, they want to see real bodies, and they're attracted to all kinds of bodies, and that's our human nature. Ultimately, we love to see ourselves represented, and to see someone on stage, you can say, you know, that can be me too. And if she's sexy and she's working it and she's hot, I can be that too.
All it takes is that confidence.
That confidence transcends as well. It doesn't have to be only on the stage. It can transfer over to your job. You can go to work the next day after a show like a rock star.
Oh, I bet. Because you get all that energy and you feel empowered. And so I'm thinking about, okay, so what's the process that you guys go through to create new burlesque dancers?
Betty runs a school, so you could take a class with Betty and learn. Mostly what she works on is she starts with self-confidence, and she starts with really getting to know yourself. Other schools, I think, start with more of the nuts and bolts of, like, dance moves. Betty gets there, too. But from what I've seen, she mostly starts from within and then works her way to the choreography. And that makes her very different from a lot of the other schools you'll see.
Right, and she really focuses on things that are about inner transformation.
Oh, absolutely, because she's been through it and come out the other side, really a body activist. She does such good work in the Bay Area here and hopefully beyond. She offers online classes even these days, so if you're in Alaska, you can still check it out.
That's my hometown. So it's bombshellbetty.net, and tell us how we can find you.
You can go to my website, Audra Wolfman. Otherwise, just type in Odessa Lil into Google. Odessa, like the town in the Ukraine. Lil, as in short for Lillian. And you should be able to find way more than you ever wanted to know about me.
Google Images is always a good place to start. And let me tell you, it would probably be pretty rewarding with you, Odessa, because you're wearing a corset and all sorts of fishnet, and she has a riding crop up there. She's quite saucy. It's really fun. Thank you so much for coming on Sexploration with Monica.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
You can subscribe to Sexploration with Monica on iTunes and have new episodes delivered automatically. Or download free podcasts at sexplorationwithmonica.com.